Next message.
Hi, Ashley. This is David. It's 9 o'clock. I don't think you can be that busy not to return my phone call. Can you just call me for 5 minutes? Let me know if you are available to go out, or I should stop calling you and just forget about you. I thought you are a decent human being, but it seems to me you are not. So I don't know what to tell you. I thought you are someone I can talk, and you are somebody decent. So can you just call me for 5 minutes if you are not available, so I can just throw your number to the garbage.
Next message.
Ashley, again you call and the phone is disconnected. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with your phone. Every time you call, you disconnect it. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with this phone call or the way it is. I cannot even talk to you. What is this?
Next message.
You are fucking asshole, motherfucker prostitute. You suck so many dick, motherfucker prostitute cocksucker. You are prostitute just like your mother. You're a fucking asshole, cocksucker, motherfucker prostitute, motherfucker.
Hey freaks, it's Wednesday, January 9th, 2019. Coming up on the program today, vaginal asses are causing a poop crisis, plus child abuse in the form of unpronounceable names, needles falling out of your rectum, and the legend of doo-doo butt. All this plus your voicemails today on DV!
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
My doctor wants to dilate my asshole to the size of a fucking coconut.
Yeah, Tim Henson back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. Got a great one for you. It's been a while since we've checked in with Gail Cord Schuler, also known as Gabrielle Chana, the leader of the Church of Gail, and a certifiably insane woman. In all honesty, this is a woman that deserves to be pitied. We should all feel very bad for what the internet is doing to her. This is a mentally ill woman, and assholes out there, communicate with Gail, feeding into her insanity. She believes that Brent Spiner, Data, from Star Trek The Next Generation, is her husband. Even though they've never met, they have brain-to-brain transmission. Well, now also they have email communication because people pretend to be Brent Spiner and email Gabrielle Chana. This has been going on for so long. There's a mythology involved. A whole backstory of fictional guys that Gabrielle Chana thinks are real, but they're not. They're just guys on the internet fucking around with her. She posts YouTube videos, and then I play them on my show. So, okay, I guess I'm sort of complicit in the whole thing. I never said I wasn't an asshole, but there you go. That's Gabrielle Chana in a nutshell for those who are uninitiated. The long and short of it is she's a mentally ill woman we make fun of. I can still pretend that, you know, like, I'm better than the guys dicking around with Gabrielle because I'm not communicating with her. I just play the clips, right? She posts on YouTube, and I share them with you guys. So, all right, so we've got an update from Gabrielle Chana. This is the first update of 2019, and guess what, freaks? There's a crisis.
First off, I'd like to state we have an emergency at Church of Gail. All the men on my marriage list have vagina butts so that they are unable to defecate.
Well, this is the biggest goddamn bombshell since Canada was new cockied. Oh, you didn't know that? Canada was destroyed by jizz bombs. Look, I don't have time to get into that. Go into the archives of Distorted View Daily, and you can relive that. All right, so the men of Gabrielle Chana, I guess we're talking Brent Spiner primarily, right? But there's some others. They all now have, vagina butts?
State, we have an emergency at Church of Gail. All the men on my marriage list have vagina butts so that they are unable to defecate. And this has been going on for over 2 weeks, and we need scientists out there.
Hell yeah.
Who can help our nanotechnology research team come up with a way for my men to defecate so they can possibly by maybe letting them poop through their penis or maybe causing a lining to...
How Gabrielle Chen is offering up some suggestions. Look, scientists, here's what you need to work on. Think about penis. They might be able to shit out of their dick hole. Let's reroute some of their plumbing, possibly. Come on. I'm just an idea woman. You know, you're the medical and scientifical geniuses.
Possibly by maybe letting them poop through their penis or maybe causing a lining to retract and expand when they poop through the vagina. But
sure.
Those were some of the ideas we had. But I'm certain you all...
Isn't there a thing because the walls of the asshole and the vagina in women are pretty thin. And sometimes they can tear and women will poop out of their vagina. Is that a fistula? Maybe we could, cut the walls in the men so they could at least relieve themselves. I mean, they open themselves up to, you know, vaginal infection, yeast infections, I'm sure, if you start shitting out of your pussy, but...
And when they poop...
One problem at a time, okay? We're in crisis mode. The men of Gale haven't pooped in 2 weeks, all right?
Retract and expand.
Code Brown! Things are critical.
And when they poop through the vagina. But those were some of the ideas we had. But I'm certain you all...
Gail has been part of a few brainstorming sessions, I'm sure, with guys who are making fun of her.
Poop through the vagina. But those were some of the ideas we had.
This poor woman.
But I'm certain you all... We have space-age technology, and you might be able to help them. This is an emergency. If they don't... Some of these men, if they don't start defecating soon, they will die from, I think they call it blood poisoning, from getting germs into your bloodstream. So contact them at galesmen, GAILSMEN at yahoo.com. I believe that...
I love that all of her men share one email address, and it's a Yahoo email address. It's little touches like those that make me kind of respect the people... who are making this woman's life miserable. I can't figure out if they're making her life miserable or they're giving her a reason to live. Again, this is a mentally ill woman, but you can just tell from these videos, she's having the time of her life believing this shit.
Jesus gave you the vagina butts. But
I'm sorry, hold on. I think she's quoting scripture now.
That Jesus gave you the vagina butts, but didn't give you the ability to poop. Was to create a scenario how he can show you how bad it can get when you don't do the Gale commandments. I believe the 10,000 men, including Viggo Mortensen, who rebelled against me and got furious at me for not caving into their unreasonable demands, did this because they've gone mad. Physical illness can bring out a mental illness. Jesus allowed your physical illness or your inability to poop to expose that about half the men on the marriage list have not been doing the Gale commandments, and as a result of that, now have a mental illness.
I mean, I kind of want to look up and see what the Gale commandments are, but I know that's going to open up a whole new can of worms, and we got to move on at some point.
Makes them unfit to be on my marriage list.
I really just want to focus on Gale's men's vagina butts and their inability to poop today. I can't take large doses of her.
I'm unfit to be on my marriage list. He knew we can use our space-age technology to figure out a way for men with vagina butts to poop.
I love that she keeps using the term space-age technology, which is like a term people used in the 60s to describe like those bathroom hand dryers in public restrooms. You don't need to wipe your hands with towels anymore using space-age technology. Let hot air do the work for you.
The stress of not being able to poop caused their mental illness to manifest itself. These men need to be Baker-acted, see Florida law, and that means we need to get them and put them into treatment. This is an emergency. Before they do something where they're going to harm themselves or others. They're dangerous right now. They're insane.
They've got poop brain, you know?
And treated before they do something totally self-destructive. And every man on my marriage list must be on Seroquel. And if they get off Seroquel, they should probably be brought immediately into treatment before it devolves.
Yeah, Seroquel is something Gail knows a little something about.
The emergency that we have right now. This isn't just a life and death emergency because of the inability to poop. I believe those men out there are dangerous to themselves and to others right now.
There you go. Just a little bit from Gabrielle Chana. Good to know she's still around. Been a while since we checked in with her. Let's move on. I think we've got our first Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee for the year. I'd like to introduce you all to Bossman 420 Gamer. It's a very standard, generic, douchey username. This guy has recorded a song called Together Forever, and he says, I wrote this for my baby mama and for anybody else that will enjoy it. It's received just over 200 views, so not a lot of people have enjoyed it, but let's take a listen.
Hey, baby girl, I wrote this for you. Springtime and butterflies, I wonder how the time fly by. I remember when I was young and I did stupid things just for fun.
I mean, it's bad. It gets worse. Don't worry. I love that the first line of the lyrics is springtime and butterflies. Those are lyrics you'd hear in like a 1960s song. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Up here, he's singing it to his baby mama. A hallmark of Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominees, of course, is repetition. And we might have a record here. He repeats the same line for over 30 seconds. He really likes this particular lyric, or he got bored writing the song, was just like, fuck it. I'll just fill the next minute with this line.
We are together forever, forever, yeah, yeah. Oh, we are together forever, forever, yeah, yeah. Together forever, 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 yeah, yeah. Together forever.
Eventually, someone punches him in the head and knocks him free of this broken record repetition, and we are treated to a rap now.
I remember back in 2013 when we first met, and I was drinking some tea, and I said,
"Is this Christian rap?" I feel most rappers wouldn't have gone with tea. I remember when you and I met, I was sipping on Throtema, making you wet. Even that sounds cooler than what he came up with. I love Celestial Seasonings. Throat Tamer. I don't know if they have a throat tamer. I know they have a tension tamer. Now, I've talked a lot of shit about tea, but that tension tamer is very good. I love my sleepy time tea, my tension tamer. And my peppermint sleigh ride. It's like a holiday special. Celestial Seasonings. All right, so as we move on here with this rap, he gets a little tongue-tied and screws up the lyrics, and he never really recovers.
Forever, forever, forever.
I rewound too far.
Yeah. I remember back in 2013 when we first met, and I was drinking some tea, and I said, baby, baby, won't you come on with me? And I promise that I love you unconditionally. And I said, baby boy,
he can't keep up with his backing track.
Me and I promise that I love you unconditionally. And I said, baby boy, you don't know who I am. And I said, follow me.
Now he's just lip syncing to his recorded track.
Cause I got a plan. We stuck together forever.
There we go.
Together forever, forever. Together forever, forever, forever.
And then another 30 seconds of that. Then, after that, you know, repetition, he ends it. There's 30 seconds of humming. This song could be cut down to 45 seconds, really. Exaggerating. The rest of the song is just... Yeah. Okay. You get the idea. That's Together Forever from Bossman420 Gamer. Ta-da! Moving on, I've got an old clip here from Oprah, and Oprah's interviewing the person with the longest name in the world.
And her daughter, who has a very unusual name. In fact, we can't pronounce her name, but we can tell you it has over 1,000 letters. We had to create a special graphic for her name. Take a look.
Oh, I would love to take a stab at this name. Now, I have trouble with easily pronounceable names. This one has over 1,000 letters in it, and a lot of asterisks for some reason. I don't know if those are supposed to act as hyphens or that means they're separate names. Like she's got, like there are spaces in these names. Okay. Roshan Delinicia Aneva. I'm stuck at the first line here. U N N E V S C H E N K S C I A N N E S H A M O N D R I S.
That is her name.
And it keeps going.
It makes Letitia LaShawn look simple.
And going.
Letitia LaShawn Shante.
All right, the graphic is finally finished scrolling.
Her birth certificate is 2 feet long. She has the longest personal name in the world, according to the Guinness Book of World Records.
The mother has brought the birth certificate with her, and it's folded like 20 times.
We want to ask her mother. What were you thinking?
I had to do something to break a Guinness Book record. I had to make sure that her name was going to be unique. I didn't want her name to be like anybody else's. Make sure.
What is her name? What is her name?
Well, believe it or not, the daughter actually knows her name, which sounds silly, but I don't think I could memorize this. I would like to fact check this, by the way. Like, run the graphic with her name scrolling on the screen. While she's pronouncing it, because I can't believe that she really does know. I think she's just making shit up.
It's Roshandi, Antonisha, Vision, Keeshan, Simon, Drew, Shalinda, Shakarne, Ronquil, Ninja, Shemika, Shanet, Tomika, Shawahini, Vian, Shell, Connie, Satsan, Janine, Shamarane, Kunsan, Kanisha, Devon, Yvonne, Latani, Sivan, Tay, Pranki, Salaviva, Zanfisa, Jessin, Sajave, Loya, Vet, Sparkman, Sandra, Kate, Katia, Vishon, Oli, Vekin, Shawan, Lisa, Nathan, Shouts, Meg, Monet, Loisa. My middle name is Kunya.
Whoa, what? You also have a long-ass middle name?
Your middle name.
Yeah. She was rattling it off like she knew it, so she didn't memorize it. What a waste of space in your brain, you know?
Please. Okay, go on. You're done?
My middle name is Kunyan Scottyathwashikum, and my last name is Williams.
Oh, okay.
Pass some kind of law after this? Did they pass some kind of law after
they
this?
The law in Texas where you can only name your child the amount, a name that fits on the birth certificate because they had to make one for her.
What were you thinking?
Her name had to be different and I had to be in the Guinness Book.
But what happens when you go to apply for a job? How old are you?
I'm only 12.
But you are eventually going to have to go to apply for a job. And
yeah, yes.
What do your friends call, what do you call her?
We gave her Jamie Charnel is her nickname, but everybody breaks that down to Jamie.
That's not even, like, is that anywhere in her name, Jamie? I remember the first few letters, like, R. It's like Roshanda Londa or something. Why not call her Ro? This isn't her only kid. She has 4 boys, and they've got weird names. Most of them have weird names, too.
What are their names?
One is Rodney Larkin, Sandra Shaquille Tavon, and one is Prince Michael Rochelle, Sandra Shaquille Tavon, and one
Prince Michael
is Ishmael Malik, Sandra Shaquille Tavon, and my oldest is James L. Williams.
Does James feel left out
he
in the family?
Does.
Isn't this sad? Like, the mother is so desperate to get into the Guinness Book of World Records, she's willing to do this to her kids. And it's not even, like, something she's in the book for. Her kid is in the Guinness Book of World Records. You could have spent that time. She spent 6 years figuring out what this girl's name was going to be. She could have learned to balance spoons on her nose. She could have been in the Guinness Book of World Records for that. Most utensils balanced on your goddamn noggin. This amounts to child abuse, in my opinion. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow. What are you waiting for? Become a true and honorable freak today. Membership's very inexpensive. When you sign up, you get full access to the entire archive of shows. Plus, every week we do exclusive programs. Yesterday, I did an exclusive show. Tomorrow, another exclusive one. Be like newest Sideshow member, Jacob! Just got notification that he signed up. Jacob, thank you so much for becoming a Sideshow member. Again, superfreaksideshow.com, all major credit cards and PayPal accepted. Other ways to support this nonsense, we've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedviewshow. I gave patrons early access to our newest video. That video has now gone public, and you can view it on Facebook and YouTube. I don't post videos on the podcast feed because some people don't like that. If you want to watch DV videos, you got to subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/distortedviewshow, or follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. Okay, does that all make sense? Lots for you to do. You have your homework. Three very quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, the Consumer Electronics Show is going on right now. CES, for those of you that don't know, is a consumer show that features, you know, a lot of tech products, new TVs, 8K TVs, gadgets, gizmos, drones, AI, you know, Amazon will show off new things they're working on, stuff like that, right? Well, a sex toy designed for women has been banned from CES. Lorna DiCarlo said it was invited to display its robotic Ose vibrator at CES after winning an innovation award. CES organizer, the Consumer Technology Association, which granted the award, said it included the device by mistake and could withdraw any immoral or obscene entry at any time. Lorna DiCarlo, chief executive Laura Haddock. Oh, Lorna DiCarlo is the name of the company? That's very confusing, the way they wrote that. Lorna DiCarlo, chief executive Laura Haddock, said the CES and CTA had a history of gender bias. Destigmatize the cunt. Destigmatize the cunt. That's the chant you girls should be screaming in front of the CES building. Cunt is not a four-letter word. Cunt is not a... Well, sorry. All right. There are better things to chant, I guess. Lorna DiCarlo, chief executive, Laura Haddock, said the CES and CTA had a history of gender bias. In a statement, the CTA said the product does not fit into any of our existing product categories and should not have been accepted. We have apologized to the company for our mistake. You know, they always say how porn is at the forefront of new technology. The famous example, of course, is VCRs. Although I think that was proven to be false or exaggerated. But the idea is VCRs didn't really gain acceptance into homes until people realized, oh my God, you can buy oodles and oodles of porn on VHS. Or maybe that's the reason VHS won out against Betamax, its competitor. I don't know, porn had something to do with it. Also, if I remember my CES history, maybe I'm thinking of a different trade show. There used to be a lot of porn there. Like they shared floor space or something. I have to look up the history. But for some reason now, CES wants to distance itself. Not from porn. This isn't even porn. This is a medical device is what it is. It's a pussy massager. In a statement on the Lorna DiCarlo website, Ms. Haddock cites several examples of other female-oriented products included in the award category that the vibrator was in. Two robotic vacuum cleaners? What exactly did these vacuum cleaners suck up? Because to me, a vibrator is in a whole other product category. Unless we're talking about a Vagivac. Sucks the menstrual blood right out of your pussy. Never need tampons or maxi pads again. It's a dustbuster for your dirty bits. All right, two robotic vacuum cleaners, one robotic skateboard, four children's toys, one shopping companion robot. Looks like all of women's interests are covered, right? Ose, or OC, clearly fits the robotics and drone category, and CTA's own expert judges agree. The product had been designed in partnership with a robotics laboratory at Oregon State University and had 8 patents pending for robotics, biomimicry, and engineering feats, Ms. Haddock said. We firmly believe that women, non-binary, gender non-conforming, and LGBTQI folks should be vocal, claiming our space in pleasure in tech. Ms. Haddock said there was a double standard at CES when it came to sexual health products targeted at men versus women. Men's sexuality is allowed to be explicit with a literal sex robot in the shape of an unrealistically proportioned woman and VR porn. Oh, okay. So CES does allow that. Products she's referring to are the Real Sex Doll Harmony, which debuted at last year's event, and a room showcasing virtual reality porn in the main conference in 2017. Twitter users have reacted. Of course, they reacted. They react to everything. You could sneeze and Twitter users would have an opinion on that. Twitter users have reacted to the decision using the hashtag CESGenderBias. CES is literally one big sex toy for men, and that's always been okay, tweeted one user. So there you go. Second story we have for you today, in a joint effort between the Baltimore Police Department, the Southwestern Regional Police Department in York County, Pennsylvania, and the U.S. Marshals, a man identified as Anthony Doo-Doo Butt Ward was arrested in connection with a shooting that stemmed from a road rage incident. I know that this story involves a shooting, and that is kind of their main focus, but why do they never mention that name again? They don't ask this guy, what's up with your name? Let's be completely honest here. Shootings aren't that uncommon. You know what's uncommon? The name Doo-Doo Butt. I argue that's the real piece of news here. Once again, traditional media lets me down. All right, Baltimore police said at around 5:30 p.m. on October 30th, officers responded to the 3600 block of Frederick Road for a reported shooting where officers found a 20-year-old man suffering from gunshot wounds. He was taken to the hospital in stable condition. All right, the guy's going to be okay. We can put this whole shooting thing behind us. You reported on that. He's going to be okay. Let's move on to the Doo-Doo Butt thing. Baltimore police said a preliminary investigation shows the shooting stemmed from an accident when a man riding a dirt bike hit the victim's vehicle, causing damage. Citywide shooting detectives investigated the incident and determined that Ward, 21, was the shooting suspect. I thought this was going to be an argument over his name, like someone was making fun of the Doo-Doo Butt name. It's really unfortunate that Doo-Doo Butt isn't playing a bigger part in this story. Officials with the York County Police Department said they apprehended Ward, who was wanted on a first-degree murder charge on December 26th in the 400 block of North Pine Avenue. Ward is currently in Pennsylvania waiting extradition to Baltimore City. I looked up multiple sources for this news story, hoping that some journalist did the work out there and just asked this guy, why Doo-Doo Butt? I couldn't find anything, although I've got a video report from a local CBS affiliate.
It appears that a 21-year-old Baltimore man, known by the alias Doo-Doo Butt, was arrested for a road rage-style shooting. Baltimore police say on October 13th, they were called to Old Frederick Avenue, where they found a 20-year-old man suffering from gunshot wounds. Ward, a.k.a. Doo-Doo Butt, was wanted for first-degree murder and was arrested in Pennsylvania on a Maryland warrant. No word on how he got that alias.
Ah, they're so close! But he knew that's what people were going to be asking. We don't have any information on how he got his name. By the way, who is the reporter reporting on this story?
No word on how he got that alias. I'm Ken Molestina for WJZ.com.
Yeah, Molestina. Molest. By the way, that's a very unique name. You don't have to ruin your kid's life by giving them a 1,000-letter name. Just name your little princess Molestina. Mission accomplished. Final story we have for you today. This one has been submitted to me multiple times over the past 24 hours. The story comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Praise Jesus. Give me a hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dada, home of Florida. This our most fucked up state. Shepherd, hear me now.
Florida is our most fucked up state. Praise be to the Lord.
Story comes from Clearwater, Florida. A Clearwater man says, three syringes removed during a strip search do not belong to him. That almost sounds not even distorted view worthy, right? The headline, though, makes it a little clear where these syringes were found. Florida man says three syringes found in his rectum aren't his. Yeah, needles fell out of his butthole. Okay, now we're in distorted view territory. Wesley Dasher Scott, age 40, was arrested on drug charges Friday morning and was taken to the receiving area of the Pinellas County Jail. While he was being strip searched, Scott removed 3 syringes from his rectum. How did these get here? And gave them to a deputy. He allegedly told them that the syringes weren't his. He was just holding them up his butt for a friend, I guess? This is why I think it needs to be socially acceptable for men to carry purses. These poor guys don't know where to put anything. Wind up stuffing shit up their asshole. Destigmatize the man bag. Purse is not a 4-letter word. Okay, now that works. See, I just don't understand how people respond to stuff. They don't respond the right way. When this guy said, these syringes that just came out of my asshole aren't mine, if I was the police officer there, I would say, what? Whose are they, and how did they get up your butt? There's a story there, but everyone just sort of glosses over that. Oh, he said that they weren't his, and that's it, right? There's more to this. Before he was transported to the jail, Scott was searched in a field where he was taken into custody. A deputy said he asked Scott if he had anything on him. See, that's the key word, on him, not in him. So technically, he wasn't lying. That would be my big defense if I was his lawyer. A deputy said he asked Scott if he had anything on him and if he knew what would happen if he brought anything hidden into jail. The deputy said that Scott knew what the consequences would be. Scott was charged with felony possession of contraband in a county detention facility, plus possession of drugs without a prescription with the intent to sell, possession of marijuana, and possession of drugs without prescription. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I love to hear from you freaks. Many ways to contact the show. Show at distortedview.com. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's our standard voicemail line. We also have a special line just for patrons. Pledge a few bucks over there and get access to that. I will play your calls first. As a matter of fact, I've got a couple patron calls coming in. Don't forget, we've got a Discord. Over 900 freaks have signed up and are members of that. Meet and chat with other freaks. Occasionally, I pop up in there. They share, you know, distorted view worthy things. There's a couple different rooms you can go in. There's like a not safe for, well, it's pretty, the whole thing is not safe for work. But there are some channels, I guess, that are worse than others. I don't know what the hell's going on over there in the Discord. But we've got some great moderators over there and people taking care of that. So thank you to everyone who is participating in the chat and, of course, who's moderating that over there.
Tim.
Hello.
So a few weeks back, I ordered a Distorted View shirt and one of those neato jackets you have, the black one with, like, the orange logo and stuff.
Oh, the hoodies. The zip-up hoodies.
I got the shirt, like, a few days ago, but still haven't gotten the jacket. Is that normal?
Yeah, that is normal. Unfortunately, the hoodies take a little bit longer to send out, and it's a different company that's sending out the hoodies, if that makes sense. And I don't know if I've publicized this much. I know I talked about it at least once, but you may have missed it. If you went to the Distorted View store, created an account when you purchased your goods, you can log in and it'll let you know exactly what's happening with your order and the tracking number if it's already been sent out. So you can log in that way and check it out. If it's been too long, if you think there's an issue, you can always email me and I'll look it up myself. Sometimes if, like, you're the first person to order a particular item in a size and a color, the company will email me first and be like, oh, you need to approve this. And if you don't approve it, we'll just push it through in the next few days. And so that's sometimes where it gets caught up. Not a big deal.
Do I have to do anything for you now?
Yeah. So again, give it a few more days and email me if there's a problem.
Hey, Tim, some guy in Japan here. And while I was listening to you cringe your way through just a few embarrassing seconds of your show.
I knew exactly where you were going with that. I don't know if we played that on the free side here or if it was a sideshow thing, but I just could not. Oh, it's awful.
Cringe your way through just a few embarrassing seconds of your show from 2005.
No. That's not from 2005. This was from 2000, right? Before Distorted View Daily was a podcast. So this was like, I was 20 years old when I recorded that.
Embarrassing seconds of your show from 2005. I had a great idea. why don't you do a bonus show where you play through and comment upon one of your old shows?
Oh, no, don't make me do this.
That formative era of DV. You know, humiliating, make fun of yourself for our amusement.
All right, I will do this, but I'll do it as a video so you can see my reaction, like my facial reactions to it, and we'll make it a sideshow exclusive thing.
Now you'll get 4 minutes in before you're off on some tangent about something you've forgotten about life or society 14 years ago.
Yeah.
But it'll be fun. Think about it.
I know I've got a few more. I've lost a bunch of episodes. I used to, obviously, I tried to save all the episodes, but over the years, through broken hard drives and whatever, I think that there's only like 20 or 30 shows from that era that remain. But I'll try to find them, and I'll add that to my list of videos I'm going to do. And I'm doing that under protest, by the way. All right, that is all the time we have on this. Oh, no, you know what? We've only done two voicemails. Let's do a couple couple more here. Those two were patron calls. Now let's go to standard voicemails.
Oh, hey, Timmy Boo. This is Great Big Pete.
Hi,
I've just been listening to your shows lately, and I haven't called in, and I just thought I'd say I miss you.
Oh.
I'm in the bathroom right now, and I'm taking a great big shit, and I'm about to have diarrhea.
See, my decision to play more voicemails was a bad idea. Should never go against my gut there.
Here, I'll give you a listen.
Oh,
one second.
All right. Nice. Come on, push it out. So far, it's just been air. Oh, you're gonna blow. You're gonna give yourself an aneurysm. Oh, there we go. Good. You produced for me. Good boy.
You know, after all, I thought that was gonna be diarrhea, but it was a nice solid turn. Thanks, Timmy. Your show helps me feel better inside.
It's like audible fiber. Ting. Let's end the show right here. It's all the time we have on this edition of the program. Why don't you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. A voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it okay?
Letting them poop through their penis.
Spread the distortion. STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Remember, tomorrow's show will be Sideshow exclusive. If you want to hear it, sign up now, superfreaksideshow.com. Otherwise, I'll see you back to end the week with the Friday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings. I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. Me shaving razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen?
Hey, who you calling a queen? Right?
You once thought of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. And our good times start and end without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleeping John. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Cheer up, sleeping Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Wa-ka-ka-ka-kow! Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Cheer up, Slim Jim, get it to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen. Do it, oh God, fuck it, fuck it.